This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
High school teachers and staff, college students and staff, and healthcare workers were supposed to have received their first dose of the vaccine by this past Sunday and be fully vaccinated within a month. Workers in this category who do not get vaccinated must submit to routine testing. As for state employees, staffing prisons, veterans' homes, nursing homes, and the like, they now have until November 18th to get fully vaccinated. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing $327 million in household assistance for low-income families in Illinois. The money is funding a number of programs offering help with rent, food, temporary shelter, and more, says the governor. That includes the state's Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. To learn more, visit your local community action center. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
America is back. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's President Biden's message to the world during his address to the United Nations General Assembly later this morning.
President Biden had a get-to-know-you session with the U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres on arrival in New York. The president said they both share
a strong commitment to the principles of human freedom and human dignity on which the U.N. was founded.
President Biden is expected to discuss global security, climate change, economic equity, and, of course, COVID. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Johnson & Johnson reports a booster shot of its one-dose coronavirus vaccine is 94% effective against infection given 2 months after the first shot and 100% effective against severe disease and death. The Homeland Security Secretary says there will be an investigation into a video of a border agent whipping a migrant.
There's a video out showing a U.S. Border Patrol agent on horseback using the reins on his horse to whip a Haitian migrant who is trying to cross a river into Texas from Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was on the border and said he's going to look into it. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said she didn't have much context about the video, but
I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it was acceptable or appropriate.
The controversy comes as the U.S. is flying thousands of Haitian migrants out of Texas and back to their home country.
Fox's Jill Nato. An autopsy is being performed today on human remains found in Wyoming, believed to be Gabby Petito, in Northport, Florida. FBI agents have finished searching her fiancé Brian Laundrie's parents' home. He's missing.
Agents were seen carrying what appears to be boxes of evidence. The family's silver Mustang was also towed away and taken to the police station. We were expecting to hear from the Laundrie family attorney today, but he canceled that press conference overnight.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. America's listening to Fox News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
You? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Depending on approval, elementary school kids could start getting vaccinated for coronavirus in time for Thanksgiving with a second shot and full protection by Christmas.
This is House Call for Health. Some encouraging news for children in the battle against COVID. Pfizer Senior Vice President and Pediatrician Dr. Bill Gruber.
I'm very pleased to announce that we have the first data that we're going to be submitting to the FDA that demonstrates a robust immune response and a satisfactory safety profile for the Pfizer BioNTech mRNA vaccine in children 5 to 11 years of age.
Gruber adding,
yeah, particularly in the setting of the Delta variant, hospitals are seeing more pediatric cases. My understanding is that for those children that are hospitalized, a quarter of them are ending up in intensive care. Fortunately, deaths are uncommon, but nonetheless, this is a huge burden.
House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A third suspect is charged in England with the poisoning of a former Russian agent and his daughter in 2018. They survived. Police say all three suspects are Russian intelligence agents. There are warrants for their arrest. The Russian government denies any involvement. the fate of the cryptocurrency business and who gets to control it could come down to a lawsuit filed by federal regulators against a financial tech startup.
The SEC's case against Ripple Labs and the XRP cryptocurrency used to finance its platform for cross-border digital transaction could be the litmus test for how much scrutiny and regulation the industry will receive. The SEC claims the company broke securities laws by not registering and providing disclosure on XRP. If the courts side with Ripple, that could set back SEC Chair Gary Gensler's attempt to crack down on the crypto business, which he has compared to the Wild West of investing. If the courts side with Gensler, the SEC will gain a key leg up on its plans to monitor and regulate crypto, legal experts say. This is Charles Gasparino for Fox News.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up after yesterday's 614-point Dow loss. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be cloudy and windy with a high just over 70. For tonight, a slight chance of showers between 9 and 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, September 21st edition of Byers & Company. Reverend Courtney Carson from Richland Community College, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and Dale Coley with a preview of tonight's show. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday morning, a rainy start to the day, but we get through today and it is literally aces. That forecast is unbelievable. You know where you just want to get outdoors, where we've had this sort of oppressive heat that makes you want to do anything but?
Yeah, but it's nice. It'll be nice out. 70 degrees.
70 tomorrow, 72 on Thursday, 79 on Friday, 73 on Saturday, 77 on Sunday, 84, 81, 75, 75. No rain from Wednesday of this week through Thursday of next week at this point. That will change because it always does. Overnight lows in the 50s. Beautiful. My absolute favorite time of the year.
Same. I'm waiting for those hoodies to come back out.
You know, we have a changing of the seasons in wardrobe and an attic, and we store stuff. And this past weekend on Sunday or Saturday, I did all of that. I mean, it's a day's worth of work.
Okay, already getting a jump start.
There's something about it. It's like clearing a hurdle in your own mind about being prepared for the seasonal change.
So is this fall and winter?
Yes.
Okay. So you do two?
I do twice a year.
Okay.
And then, and I'm embarrassed by this, I filled up like I don't know how many hefty bags of clothes and shoes and items that I took to Northeast Community Fund yesterday morning as soon as we got off the air because I couldn't see out of any of my windows in my car.
Well, at least there wasn't like stacks of paper and old chip bags.
I had the windshield, and that's all I could see.
Okay.
I couldn't see out the back. I couldn't see out the sides. Poor guy over at Northeast, you know, I pulled into there and called, and they brought one big container out. We filled that up. He had to go get a second.
Well, that's a win for everybody, Brian.
I have a problem. I may have a problem. But it felt good just to sort of get ready, be prepared, like the Boy Scouts used to say.
It's time.
Yeah. Because you never know. We live in Central Illinois. You could wake up and it could be snowing.
That's true.
I just think about the food drive coming up October 8th. We've had everything. That first week of October, we've had 85-degree sunshine. We've had pouring down rain and cold. We've had snow. We've had everything over the 20 years. So I'm ready.
And it's time to start kind of peeking at October 8th on the weather. It's almost time to just start looking at it.
I don't do that for big events because it's completely out of your control and they'll change it 100 times. I mean, the forecast I just gave you will be irrelevant tomorrow.
Right.
And that's just sort of the way life is. So I'm ready. I hope you all are ready. 20th year of the WSOY Community Food Drive. I saw Reverend Courtney Carson, who joins us on the program this morning. You guys are doing a cornhole tournament the night before, right?
Oh, most definitely. We're extremely excited about the food drive, man. Extremely excited. My team will win the bags tournament or cornhole tournament because we're just that good. Are you going to play in it?
Well, I don't know. Friday's a very long day for me. You guys are like putting it right up there against the. You're starting at 6 o'clock on October 7th.
Man, come out and throw a couple of bags.
It's my birthday.
Unless you're afraid, I understand. My team will be playing, and we kind of keep people, you know, people afraid of my team.
Yeah, I'm immune to that kind of threat, so it's all right. Go right ahead. So tell me what you're doing here. 6 p.m. Thursday, October 7th, blind draw, doubles. You got the whole thing, $20 per person, registration an hour ahead. What are you hoping to do with this?
I want to say the cash bar, the nacho bar, those proceeds to go to the food drive. We got first and second place cash prizes. Registration at 5, 6, $20 per person. Come on now, let's have some fun. It's really about having fun, man, keeping everybody engaged.
Yeah, and the money goes to the food drive, which is great. We really do appreciate your support. You can check out the event on Facebook there if you're following Richland Community College. All right, what else is going on? You guys are knocking it out of the park. I know you're doing a lot of testing. I know you guys are wanting to keep kids in class. Yep. How's the semester going so far?
It's going pretty good. No complaints our way. We're amazed by how the students are responding to what's going on with the world, man. You know, we have to turn the page, we have a building that's going to come in our program. That's pretty exciting. We have a blood drive on tomorrow from 10 to 3 p.m. That's pretty exciting. We're just responding to our community for the most part. You know, the community event as it relates to Hispanic Heritage Month is coming up.
Yeah, this weekend, this Sunday at Fairview Park. We talked to Dr. Z yesterday.
Okay, cool beans. I didn't know that you guys talked to Dr. Z. I should have paid attention to that. My bad. But
no, it's a good.
Yeah,
we're
going to have some fun. Hey, man, and you do have you like to shop.
Yeah.
I heard you speaking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like to shop, man. I just want to say you do have a shopping fetish.
Well, a little bit. That's okay. There are worse habits to have.
Right. Because every workout session, WSOY MCA workout session, you have brand new shoes with the new outfit. I'm like, man, I got to get me some new shoes. That's why he kills it every time. Yeah.
It helps. It helps.
We're doing some phenomenal things at Richland.
Tell me about the Enrich program. I know we've talked about it before, but I don't think it gets talked about nearly enough. The incredible success you've had with giving people a fresh start, of bridging a gap in our community, and the more and more I read, statistically speaking, about our community, we need more and more and more of this.
Yes, most definitely. The Enrich program is every program that is offered at Richland Community College that has essential skills amalgamated within that particular program. We are doing some phenomenal work. What we do is look into the community and see the needs as it relates to work and the workforce. So if we need more welders, we'll create a welding program. And we've produced so many welders. You know, there's a shortage in CDL drivers. So we've produced CDL drivers. 100% of our CDL graduates go into employment. 100% or 98% of our industrial skills participants that graduate receive a job within a week of graduation. And what's phenomenal about our program, it's a 10-week program, and at the last week, our participants are able to interview with 8 to 10 manufacturing companies within the city of Decatur. So a lot of times on that one single day, individuals leave that process with about 5 job offers. So they have a greater challenge, which is that they don't know what job to take. So now, then we have to train them on how to take a job or how to receive a job or accept a job. But there's a new pilot project that we just did, and it's extremely exciting, where we took an individual, a young man, he was from out of town, and the city helped out with this process. They gave him an apartment. We made sure that he went through our job training program and navigated him into a level of employment. And now he's a welder at my car. And Pastor Bruce, who was kind enough to furnish his apartment, so this young man was able, and he did not, I want to say this too, he did not use a link card because we didn't want him to be dependent on a link card. He was able to manage his $10 an hour budget, and now he's making, I believe, $18.5 at my car. It's just a beautiful process because I just really believe that when everybody just want employment to feed their family, and if there's a job program in the city of Decatur, then there's less crime. There's everyone's happy because everyone's going to work.
We got a lot of jobs out there that are available. We got a lot of people who have a hard time connecting to those jobs. That middle ground is the place we all have to be.
Almost definitely, man. And then we got to look at the psychological component as well. You know, how do individuals respond to one another as human beings? So a lot of our programmings, we practice a two trauma-sensitive practices, one, motivational interviewing, and two, Star Commons Wealth Circle of Courage. And it kind of just teaches us how to be human beings again, man. Because with this COVID right now, we've all learned how to be distant from each other, right? And not really interact as we should. So it's a beautiful way of operating. It's a new way of teaching workforce skills. It's working. We're ranked number one in the state. And quite naturally, according to Bellwether, number 9 in the nation. So we're happy about that.
Technical plus essential skills equals changed lives. The Enrich team, pretty amazing. Yes, and your team, right? Juanita and Jeremy and John and April and Tat and Gina. I mean, you got some good folks out there doing some solid work.
Some phenomenal work. And then we have an entrepreneurship program called the Minority Mentor Protege Program, where we have literally created 8 employment or entrepreneurs. And then we have Dr. Jeremy Morris has done a phenomenal job at creating this kind. I call it like a boot camp, a 5-week training, learning how to become an entrepreneur. And it's a nationally recognized curriculum. And individuals sit in a room and just study how to become the best entrepreneur that they can be, how to create a situation where they're putting their business and marketing their business at the best way, and how to be the CEO or the boss. And it's a beautiful sight to see. I'm excited for individuals to witness that. It's just remarkable the way Dr. Juanita and Dr. Jeremy work together. It's phenomenal. Brother Byers, I call them the Morse code. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. It does, Rev. Yeah. All right. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon. Reverend Courtney Carson from Richland Community College joining us on this Tuesday morning. That Enrich thing, I'm telling you, that is the sweet spot of where we need to be as a community.
Yeah, no question. The success stories that we've heard, people that have just, you know, taken not just little steps forward, but taking big leaps forward to sustainability.
It's just connecting dots.
Yeah.
And I say that sounds simple. It's anything but simple. But we have 2,000 jobs available in this community. And the workforce as it exists, meaning, I put out an ad, help wanted, we're not getting anywhere near meeting that gap. Yet there are a lot of people out there with the physical ability to work, but for whatever reason, we're not connecting those two things. And maybe it's believing you can. Maybe it's learning soft skills. Maybe it's learning, you know, technical skills. Maybe it's hyper-focused on something like welding. I think that the answers are all over the place. But it's the day and age, and I know that the HR folks, and I say this in general, not specifically towards anyone, you know, it used to be enough just to sort of do what you do to hire people.
Right.
And we can sit around and go, oh, it used to be, okay, that's got very little relevance to where we are. And I feel like a lot of people just want to bemoan that we're not living in the past. And yeah, it would be better if we didn't have to do X, Y, or Z. I mean, that's in everything in life. You know, it used to be NBC could give you must-see TV on Thursdays and everyone watched. It's not the way it works today. Everything in life evolves. And because of issues and things in society, and I think the over-importance put on, like, having a four-year degree to have jobs that, I mean, there's a gazillion reasons why we're sitting where we're sitting today. And then there are solutions. Not just griping about, oh, I wish it were 50 years ago. We've had a lot of that in politics lately, right? We're going to make things the way they used to be. Like, we had this fuzzy nostalgia about the way it used to be was all that great. Sometimes it takes a different way of looking at things and a different way of teaching things and a different way of connecting with people to create these success stories. What they're doing out there with that Enrich program absolutely needs to be multiplied and copied and appreciated for what it is. I don't know all these people. I know Juanita, and I know Courtney, I know Tad.
That's a good start. No, that's a great start.
Yeah. And I know what they're doing to build up the confidence in these young kids. You know, sometimes in the time we live in, stuff comes off as sort of swagger or cocky and is just basically a wall because there's a lot of uncertainty and a lack of confidence.
Oh, for sure.
You know this working with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing out there is just absolutely amazing. And you're right. The more people go to work, the more people support themselves, the more people earn a decent living, the less crime, the less everything. I mean, that's just the way it is. I think about like what Rocky's doing with Workforce Investment Solutions, what the EDC's doing. I mean, we've got a lot of things that are working in this community. It's not enough, clearly. We need more of it. I had the chance to look at 73 pages of an outside our community coming into our community assessment of our needs yesterday. That's all I can kind of tell you about because I don't know what, you know. But, an outside point of view coming in to talk to people on the ground, interview people, like 41 community leaders, and there was focus groups and then to see what gets put back. Because you love your community, you look at it a different way than somebody who just comes in with just sort of a, here, give me the facts, and let me give you a cold, hard assessment. Right?
Right. Could you take away an overall sense?
Yeah, there's a lot of overall sense. I mean, that there's just issues that need to be addressed, and people that feel like they're not heard, and transportation, and child care, and mental health is a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of areas. But there's also a lot of things going on, like we just got in talking about, that are addressing some of that. You know, it's we're facing what most communities are facing. Wherever you're from, you always think it's sort of like in the water or like the soil. Like, you know, oh, that's Decatur. You know, I mean, you get a lot of that stuff on social media, right?
Sure.
I mean, you could say that's Champagne, right? Now, there are some areas where we are not as good and some numbers. But the good news is in the areas like maybe it's mental health, maybe it's physical health, you know, health factors, it's not like there's not an answer on the other side of it. There's just a disconnect. So it's always, I think, easier to fix a disconnect than to have to create the solution side of it from the ground up.
Right. Yeah, the brick and mortar is there.
Yes.
Know, and that's usually the hard part.
That's, well, I mean, it's a lot harder if you don't have that.
Correct.
So we're going to keep talking about these stories and keep celebrating the things that are good and keep trying to create the things that we need to create. Starting with just the basic premise that a kid's probably going to do a lot better in school on a Monday if he's got food and stuff. That's October 8th. We're going to continue to work on things like the Duane Andreas Ag Academy, which has just been an unbelievable success, and the Jerry Dawson Public Service Institute, and on and on and on and on. And then sometimes you get the Devon Amphitheater on top of all that. And that's okay, too. I just think if all the people that complain, I mean, if that's what they spend all their time doing, if they just put 20% of that energy into actually solving something, can you imagine?
Wouldn't that be something?
The collective power that that would be. One can hope. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. It's going to be cloudy and windy with a high just over 70. And tonight, slight chance of rain between 9 and 11 p.m., mostly cloudy, and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 68. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:25.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, you know, we had the story yesterday that we talked about with the mayor where two young people were shot in a car on a Walnut, the 17-year-old female dying. The Decatur Police Department has already made an arrest. Probable cause was developed to arrest Quantarius Beasley, 20, Draylen M. O'Neill, 20, both of Decatur, for first-degree murder. Arrest warrants were also issued for both on the afternoon of 9/19/21, Beasley was located by U.S. Marshals, Violent Fugitive Task Force, Decatur detectives, and is incarcerated in the Macon County Jail. They arrested Celeste Bowman, 19, of Oakley, and a 16-year-old female for first-degree murder in reference to this incident. 16-year-old was detained in the Peoria County Juvenile Detention Center, and Bowman is incarcerated in the Macon County Jail. And there's an additional arrest warrant out for Brian C. McGee, 21, for first-degree murder. In reference to this incident, McGee is still at large and should be considered armed and dangerous. So four arrests, you know, in a little over 24 hours, they're out there doing their job, taking violent people, murderers, off the streets. Kudos and congratulations to them and the tough work that they have to do every single day out there. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. There were around 100 fewer COVID-19 positives statewide last week compared to the week before. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 25,956 positive cases last week. The case positivity rate is also down to 4.1% last week from 4.5% the week before. ICU bed occupancy was also down from 549 the prior week to 502 last week. With another harvest season beginning, the Illinois Department of Agriculture and Labor are reminding all farm workers to stay safe, especially during the upcoming and busy harvest season. The latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the agriculture sector is still the most dangerous in America. Each year, the farming profession sees 573 fatalities, which equals 23 deaths per 100,000 workers. Each day during National Farm Safety and Health Week, the Illinois Department of Agriculture will highlight emerging issues and important topics on Facebook and Twitter. For more information, go to NowToCater.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowToCater.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Another drug maker out with COVID vaccine booster data. Johnson & Johnson says according to its trial results, a follow-up shot provides 94% protection against COVID-19 and raises immunity even more, with a four-fold increase in antibodies when given at 2 months, a 12-fold increase when given at 6 months. President Biden, who received the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, says he'll get his booster once it's fully approved.
He will do so, and he will do so on camera.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, last week's FDA advisory panel, overwhelmingly voted against the booster shot for people ages 16 to 64, saying that current vaccines appear to be working.
Fox's Jeff Manasto. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins a third term, though with his Liberal Party on track to remain in the minority. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today is going to have showers and thunderstorms likely. It'll be cloudy and windy with a high just over 70. And tonight, slight chance of rain between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 55. For Wednesday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 68. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOI time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Cardinals.
Well, they continue to play well and beat Milwaukee up in Wisconsin 5-2 last night. Big win for the team because it was their ninth straight win. Firms up their position as they try to nail down the second National League wildcard spot. But also a big game for starting pitcher John Lester, who notched his 200th career victory. He's just such an interesting guy. He's 37 years old. He has a well-earned reputation as a big-game pitcher. You know, he pitched Boston to two world championships. He helped pitch the Cubs to their world championship in 2016. That's why the Cardinals acquired him in a trade with the Washington Nationals in late July. And last night, you know, he delivered again and pitched six strong innings. Since he was acquired by St. Louis, he has worked five innings or more in nine of his 10 starts for St. Louis. That's pretty good. And that's what you want, because that's a guy who can not only give you a chance to win the game, but can give you a chance to save your bullpen. I mean, he's not out of there after two and a third, and now you've really got to scramble. The nine games in a row for the Cardinals, that's their longest winning streak now since 2004. And John Lester, the third active pitcher to have 200 career wins, Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke, the other two. And Nolan Arenado got them off to a good start with a two-run homer in the first inning, his 33rd of the year. The game was tied 2-2 until Yachty had an RBI single in the sixth to make it 3-2 St. Louis. Paul Goldschmidt with a sacrifice fly in the seventh, and Yachty with another RBI single in the eighth for the final score of 5-2. St. Louis three up on Cincinnati for the second National League wild card spot. Cincinnati did beat Pittsburgh last night. San Diego was four back. The Padres did not play last night. And Philadelphia now four and a half back after losing to Baltimore last night. Same two teams go at it again tonight in Milwaukee. 6:40 first pitch. Jake Woodford pitching for St. Louis against Brandon Woodruff for Milwaukee. And they've got it rolling right now. And I'm sure their intention is tonight to go out and not change a whole lot.
All right, we'll do a little Ryder Cup on the other side of the break. This Look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, coming soon to downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, it's Ryder Cup week.
It is indeed, and the golf course opens today to the public for practice. They will practice today, tomorrow. I believe Thursday they have what they call celebrity matches. I don't know, haven't seen a lineup of who all is involved in that. And then competition begins with on Friday and Saturday with four ball and foursome. Four ball is where each player plays his own ball. Foursome is what we call alternate shot. And then on Sunday would be singles. And it is at Whistling Straits in southeastern Wisconsin. It is a crazy, cool golf course on the shores of Lake Michigan with over 1,000 bunkers, all of which will be played as bunkers, none of them as waste areas. We remember the trouble Dustin Johnson got into there in 2010. And so they've gone over that with all of the players. And, you know, it's team golf. It's U.S. versus Europe. It's match play. Europe has won 9 of the last 12. If you wanted to simplify the storyline, Europe seems to come together for the Ryder Cup. And the U.S., particularly this year, it's like the Real Housewives of Kohler, Wisconsin. It's like the feuding Yankees between whatever's going on with Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. And then Patrick Reed wasn't picked for the team, but he's off on the sidelines somewhere sniping at everybody on social media. It is some interesting stuff. Steve Stricker is the captain this year for the U.S. team. And, I just think it's the best drama golf has to offer. It is intense. It is fan involvement, unlike anything you will see at a normal PGA tournament event. It will be a full house on this ridiculously difficult golf course. Six first-timers on the U.S. team, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Xavier Schauffele, Harris English, Daniel Berger, and Scottie Scheffler. You know, there's no Tiger Woods. He's hurt. There's no Phil Mickelson. He's technically a vice captain of this team. And those six newcomers will join DeChambeau, Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka. So it will all be televised on the Golf Channel and NBC. The Europe team captained, who's their captain this year? I forget, Patty Harrington, I believe. We'll have the likes of John Rahm, Rory McIlroy playing in his seventh Ryder Cup. Ian Poulter and Sergio Garcia each playing in their 11th Ryder Cup. But they have some rookies and some names you're not quite so familiar with either. So it's great stuff and in a beautiful setting that will probably be kind of right at home. I mean, this is basically an Irish-looking golf course. Be right at home for the European team. So I know people that do like golf, Ryder Cup is circled in red. They won't miss it this week.
No doubt. Ian Poulter coming back, too. And then you got to get the over-under on how many twisted ankles at Whistling Straits. That's like the worst spectator course to walk around on because of all the hills and moguls. All right, Mark, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It's a beautiful golf course, but for spectators, treacherous.
It's going to be a fun week for a lot of golf fans, I think.
You don't even have to be. I'm telling you right now, Nick, you would love this.
Okay. Because it's Olympic.
It's storyline. Okay. It's drama. The first thing you will notice that, you know, they play it every other year and they switch. Like, they'll go to Europe and then they'll come back to the U.S. They go to Europe. And if you're playing on home soil, you listen for the noise. If you're playing away, you listen for the silence. That's how you tell whether your team's doing any good or not. Because if you're at home and the home crowd's going nuts, your team's doing great. If you're away and there's no noise, that means your team's doing great.
That makes perfect sense. Is this going to be like a five-day sort of?
3 days.
It's 3 days. Okay.
Well, 3 days of tournament play.
Okay. I'll try to take a peek.
I'm just telling you, if it's close on Sunday and the singles matches are all out there, and it's all over the place because they're not playing what you would think of as a normal round of golf when you're playing Ryder Cup. You know, if you go into the 15th hole, you know, two up, all you have to do is win another hole, and that match is done. They don't even finish, you know, unless it's tied.
Can you switch your order of who hits when?
Well, on Sunday, it's just the singles, it's one-on-one.
Okay.
Yes, there's four ball, and there's foursomes, which have different rules, like, one is an alternate shot. One is everybody plays their own ball. You know, so there's a different format every day. But if it comes down to Sunday, meaning that the cup is still, you know, it's not lopsided or one-sided, and you've got all of those matches going out, you know, one after another, and the drama, and they'll have the flags on like the graphics will be the European flag or the American flag, and those, they switch back and forth, and all of a sudden it looks all blue, and then, whoop, there's the red, white, and blue. It's, when it's dramatic and when it's close, it's as good as any sporting event.
And Sunday is a separate match, is head to head?
Sunday's the singles matches where they all go out, and then it's up to the captains as they strategize, you know, do I start strong? Do I finish strong? You know, who's having the hot time? Who are they going to put out there? Because they pick their side. They pick their side, and that's who plays each other.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool. I like all of that. That I can apply to any game.
Ryder Cup is unlike, I mean, it's just, there's nothing, I mean, it's the game of golf, but it's not like a golf match or even playing golf. And the pressure's there because you're not playing for yourself. You're playing for your team, your flag, your country.
Do they present it any different, or is it still the same recipe of how it's, you know, just as a consumer?
There's way more intensity.
Okay.
There's way more pressure.
They build up that drama and that hype to it. Okay, I can buy into that. Because golf is a little lax for me in that department. A lot of times they're just very chill.
It is, until like Tiger's trying to win on a Sunday.
Right.
That's like that times 100 at every round.
Okay, I can. So when I would watch stuff like that, you could feel it. You know, the presentation helped me feel that.
Yeah.
So if I can feel that, I'm in.
You're going to have a really loud American crowd, right? And you're going to have a more experienced European team, and that means a lot. Because, as Mark said, six new guys, they've never felt this pressure before. And everyone, you know, I told you about the book A Good Walk Spoiled and the majors and all that by John Feinstein. You know, guys who were really, really incredible professional golfers that won a lot of tournaments had no idea how they were going to feel their first time on the Ryder Cup. That it was just a different, that something they'd never experienced. Yeah. Now, sometimes rookies don't know they don't know.
Right. It's like that young Cubs team is like, we have nothing to lose here. Let's just go.
Sometimes you're just,
go.
It's dumb in a good way, right? Like, what I mean, I'm supposed to feel pressure.
Yeah, I'm here to win it.
Yeah. So we'll have the youth. They'll have the experience. Ian Poulter, who is the guy with the Rod Stewart hair and the pink bags and all the stuff, he's like really old, doesn't win golf tournaments anymore, but he is a killer. He is a slayer in Ryder Cup.
And we got the Masters winner too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's going to be fun.
I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. If it's close on Sunday, you don't even watch Friday and Saturday. If it's close on Sunday, it's worth watching.
And if and the flip side is, if I don't like this, I should never bother watching golf, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
that's a fair
golf got nothing for you. You put the effort in here. If you don't like it, you're done forever. Dale Coley's going to join us on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur. The WSOY Community Food Drive wants to ensure a safe event while also ensuring the ability to help those in need because of the continued risk of COVID-19. We're again asking for monetary donations only to help fill our local food banks. Your dollars will go the farthest, allowing local food banks to eliminate waste and purchase goods on an as-needed basis at a tremendous discount from the Central Illinois Food Bank. Every cent goes to the purchase of food. And thanks to our community partners, we're able to again offer a substantial financial award to the top five local schools that collect the most money for the food drive. For more information, to get your school, business, or church involved, or to give online now, go to nowdecatur.com. The 20th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 8th at the Airport Plaza Kroger on Route 36 in Decatur.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday and top of the morning to you on this day, September 21st, 2021. Dale Coley joins us with a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends and a reminder from your friendly neighborhood pharmacist, get vaccinated. How
get
are you
vaccinated.
This morning?
That is absolutely the theme right now. Today we're actually going to have our final J&J clinic until we receive more vaccine for the J&J clinic. We're going to have that today up at Coley's Corner Drug. And then tomorrow and Friday we'll have our Moderna clinics, both days for those two. And come on out and get your vaccine as quickly as you can so we can get out of this mess. It's the most important thing you can do right now to help you, not only yourself, but all your loved ones and the entire community. So I implore you to come out and get that taken care of. Today, a J&J clinic, and tomorrow and Friday, we'll have our Moderna clinic.
And Dale, are you getting questions from people about which one?
Yeah, it's interesting because the J&J is a single shot. And so people that are really adverse to the needles and things like this seem to think that's the way to go. It seems that the Moderna vaccine, which is a two-shot, has a little bit more efficiency and seems to work a little bit better from that perspective. So, but either one are over 85-90%, and so you need to come out and do this. I'm getting a lot of questions about my thoughts on the vaccine, and I can see more and more people finally getting to the point that I've got to do something, and that's an encouraging thing from my perspective.
Absolutely. And I think that there's also, you know, the pressure of just more mandates and more inconvenience they're going to push. I was looking at a survey by Fox News polling, you know, that there's about 17% of people in Illinois that are anti-vaccine, anti-mask. The rest fall into some other gray category. But the vast majority of people are for doing whatever we can to get out of this.
So we should have 83% of our people vaccinated now.
Yes.
That's the way I look at this thing.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it really is, if you follow science, and trust me, anybody has any questions about the vaccine, I am more than willing to talk to them at length about my thoughts on it and why this is the thing you need to do. So please come out and get your vaccine.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. All right. What's coming up tonight at 5 o'clock?
Well, it was great to hear you talking to Courtney Carson, because tonight I'm actually on the Richland board and I'm going to be at the Richland Community College. It's really fun to hear all the exciting things going on at Richland. Lauren Young and Megan Brahaney are going to be the co-hosts tonight, and we're going to have Scott Broyles is going to be on, who is with the Operation Obstacle, the race to end Vietnam, the veteran suicide program that you've talked about. It is he's going to go and give us an in-depth course on what's going to be happening out there. I found out that there's not only individual things going on out there, but there's also some team activities. So he's going to talk to us about how everyone this Saturday, September the 25th, can participate in this and help the veterans in our community, because it's such a devastating issue with the number of veteran suicides. So we're trying to really push that at this point here. Then we have our monthly update with Kyle Carson from the Salvation Army, and he's going to talk to us about the monthly impact report and all that they do for our community and how many different ways the Salvation Army touches people's lives in this community. And that's going to be an awesome thing. He's teasing me a little bit, because he's going to have an exciting announcement tonight regarding the Salvation Army Christmas season. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say about that.
All right, Dale, we're all looking forward to it. You have fun at your board meeting. We'll see Megan and Lauren tonight. Dale Coley and the folks with the Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Get vaccinated. Coronavirus vaccine safe and effective. This is a Fox News poll. 83% of Democrats say yes, 13% say no. 50% of Republicans say yes, 43% say no.
I saw a picture on the internet, Brian, of a box truck that had a sign on the side, like an advertisement, a billboard. It said, "Don't get vaccinated."
It was the funeral home truck.
The funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andre Doss?
Yeah.
How did he end up owning funeral homes?
I don't have a clue.
I didn't either. I mean, I didn't know he did until I read the story about him pleading with people because of how stacked up they are. I mean, that they're just, they don't know what to do.
Some of the pitches famous people get. I got this great
To me, I've always thought of that as, I mean, you know, that business isn't going anywhere.
Sure isn't.
And it's been a year and a half of that. We did officially, by the way, told you yesterday that we would be passing the total death amount of the Spanish flu. We did.
Fast forward 100 years. Is this on that list?
It's got to be.
That's right.
Yeah. The story will be how we responded and how, unlike then, we had, in an unbelievable quick fashion, a way out and enough people decided to do this whole plandemic thing. The play on word stuff is, I get all of these emails, thousands of emails, and I know everybody does. Nothing special about me, but you just get, you're constantly, if you do a radio show or if you're a reporter, if you work on TV, I mean, you're getting hit up constantly about people wanting airtime. Not from here, just from everywhere. And you wouldn't believe the amount of kooks out there. You know, if your email address ends with truthandmedia.com, you know, I'm probably not interested in talking. Stereotype, I know. But it's like, creator of Plandemic documentaries. Yeah, it's like, okay, what's your background? You know, where's your science? Where's your, you know?
Whose plan is it?
Oh, this was the whole thing, right? Putting chips in people and
right,
controlling
fine.
Populations.
I'll give you all that.
Bill Gates.
Who's behind it?
Oh, Bill Gates.
Like, I mean, it just...
It's ridiculous.
Some of it is just
I mean, we
out
had
of
this after 9/11. The truthers.
Mm-hmm.
You had the birthers with President Obama. I mean, we've always had a fringe element out there with this kind of thing, right? I mean, I've been doing this 25 years. It's always been there. What hasn't happened before was to have like a sitting president of the United States of America stoke it. And then bring people who are not or were not in the fringe, because you now are in the fringe, and make it mainstream. That's the difference. I mean, that's the whole ballgame right there.
Yes.
I mean, Charlie Sheen was, you know, out talking about the CIA, you know.
Tiger's blood.
Yeah. But I mean, but the president didn't go, yeah, you know, I mean, something to that. So that's the difference. That's why it's political. That's why you look at these numbers. But if you look at the overwhelming numbers, because what they don't tell you on the R and the blue, right, is that the blue falls this way in a big, big way, but so does the independent center vote. The independent center vote is not with the Republicans on this. And this is why the leader of the House here in Illinois says, we're not running on COVID. Well, yeah, you are, because you're whether they're in a primary or not, your gubernatorial candidates have all come out as crazy. And they can't put that back in the bottle when they get to the general election. Here's something that happened this week that no one paid attention to, but it will be important in the campaign. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Governor Pritzker said that anybody working on his campaign for reelection must be vaccinated. Mandate. Now, why is that important? Because in context, every other campaign will be asked that question.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. So that, I mean, he might be doing the right thing. Might
no,
be.
I think it was doing the right thing. But what I'm saying is that's setting up that you get to a general election, you can't go, well, yeah, well, we had to have that crazy fight over on the right so we could survive to get back to the center. First of all, Darren Bailey's not going to the center. The center for Darren Bailey is communism. And I don't know what happens. We don't know if Rodney's getting in. We don't know if Kissinger's getting in. I mean, we don't know what the final picture looks like. But we do know of the three that have been out there for months as announced candidates are not ever going to get to the center. They've gone so far out there. So they're never going to get to the 69%. They're all fighting over the 28% to get through a primary. And then you're going to get to the general, and you're going to get smoked. And then everyone is going to go, I don't understand it. Must be rigged. Because this is what we do now. We don't ever just go, congratulations, my opponent fought a nice race, and good luck to him. We don't do that anymore. And then the 28% will convince themselves that somehow they are 51%. And it must be Chicago. It must have been stolen. You're going to get smoked. And I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm just telling you, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see this. So the four of you fight over the 28%, no one trying to figure out how to get to 51%, and victory. And that's what you have. And this is a Fox News poll, by the way, before you get into the truth in media stuff, fake news. But you didn't want to hear about Arizona from them. You didn't want to hear anything. I mean, it's like, it's just now, if anybody says anything you don't want to hear, it's fake news, regardless of how true it is. That's a dangerous place to be in. We'll take a break. Back with more after the news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Staff at Illinois schools that aren't part of U of I's COVID Shield testing program will have to pay for the required weekly tests themselves. The Illinois Department of Public Health said costs for tests of unvaccinated staff will be covered for schools participating in Shield. While hundreds of schools have signed up for the $235 million program, hundreds more are in the process of onboarding. For educators and K-12 staff members who have medical issues that prevent them from being vaccinated, or if they have a religious belief that prevents them from being vaccinated, the Illinois State Board of Education says they are exempt from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, but they still must submit to at least weekly testing. Since the Macon County Health Department's last...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.